Everybody, welcome to our show tonight. I wanted to elaborate on the post that I put on Facebook back on the... we're actually doing a radio stream as well as a audio stream. So 2 days ago I wrote, when a church puts the word Christian church on the end of it, today it means, you know, it doesn't mean the same like Church of Christ like it used to mean. That's what I was supposed to say there, but it only gives you so what I wrote it. Today it means something totally different. They've just basically grouped you in with all the Protestant denominations that are out there. And we become a denomination where we're supposed to be separated, and separate meaning set apart. And, you know, the issue is that some people were making a big deal about, you know, certain churches in the you know, around the area having Christian church names on them, both here and in Virginia, where I used to come from, about a particular church. And that's why I wrote this post, because basically when they say that they are a certain church, and they put Christian church on it, you would think it would mean Church of Christ, but it doesn't mean that, because they group you all in with all these other, like, you know, Lutheran, Catholic, Episcopal, and they all have Christian church on the end of it, Quakers and so on, just to name a few, because I'd be here probably for 2 hours giving you all the different eons of what it means here. Well, let's go on and see what people wrote under the comments here, because it was good discussions. A lot of people had some good things to say. This is what I wrote to kind of expound on what I meant. It says, like, for example, just to further kind of illustrate the very point of what I'm really saying here, so that it has more clearer understanding for context, meaning, and purposes. Christian churches simply is really a vague or really broad term or meaning today when it comes to when you say Christian church on the end of it. What it meant when my grandfather was alive, it meant disciple of Christ or Church of Christ 20-30 years ago, but today it takes on a whole new meaning. Basically, it groups you into all the Protestant denominations that share that same name. Okay? You know, basically, the definition for Christian church has definitely has a wider or more broader veil of meaning today than it did back in the day, back in 20 years ago. So if there was churches out there that are getting some backlash due to their name, you know, being Christian church on the end of it, maybe this could be the reason why this is happening, because it's like you're grouped in with all the other denominations like we just discussed. You know, even though it really means Christian church or Church of Christ is what it really means. You know, why don't you just add Church of Christ on the end of it, because a lot of times now you got to spell it out. But then again, like somebody pointed out to me when I was talking to this nice person a few days ago, they said, well, you could do that, but they would still find something else to complain about. So if people are educated and they know what things mean, it should mean the same today as it was 20 years ago. And that's true what somebody said. Because, you know, Christian church always meant Church of Christ. And Church of Christ kind of, that's where it got its name from. And Christian church is really what it meant. And then a lot of other denominations obfuscated or stolen that name. And that's why it's all grouped all together now like it is, because that's what's happened over the course of 30 or 40 years when this all started to happen. All right, most people today, when you say or hear the word Christian church, they just say you're just one of those evangelical, you know, Catholic, Bible-thumping popping, you know, strict demon driving out, healing and raising people of the dead type of churches. So it has a different connotation or meaning today from what it used to mean. So if somebody is getting, if some church out there is getting backlash because of this very fact, if the church says it's Christian church on the end of it, then it's probably the reason why that's happening. So you might want to put Church of Christ on her, or people just need to learn and get more educated. So this is what somebody else said. Well, it does still mean that in some areas of this country, Church of Christ, that's true. And I went ahead and said, yes, I know, brother, it does. Today, and I went on to explain what I just said there, so we'll just skip that. Somebody wrote, I guess they're praying and says not, like they didn't want to really argue about it. They just want to toe the line, not really say anything because they're worried about getting censored probably. That's why they just said praying and not, or they're trying to be humorous, even though this isn't really a humorous. Anyway, somebody else chimed in and said, well, they mainly put the emphasis more on Christians instead of on Christ. And I wrote back, yeah, that's one of the problems we have in a lot of churches of Christ, and even in the Christian church too. We tend to put more emphasis on Christians instead of on Christ, because we're supposed to be focusing on Christian things more so. I mean, on Christ, on spiritual things, than on Christians. And as a result of us doing that, then of course those other needs of Christians get met. All right, this is what I wrote back to him. I said, yes, that's right, brother. That's exactly what they are really doing today, and this is why it is wrong. You see, the Church of Christ is supposed to emphasize, and on all emphasis should be always on Christ. It is his very witness, his very death, burial, and resurrection. What we should be focused on. It should not be where we just kind of group all the denominations together. Besides, the Church of Christ is supposed to be a denomination that is set apart, like Jesus described as he taught it to his disciples. It's like a football team that work together, that do the good of work of God and the Lord, and they follow what God said, what Jesus Christ said when he was on the earth with the disciples. And hope, you know, it's not just like you hope for the best. Because if that's really the case, there will be a lot of people that... trying to get this thing to go. That won't be going to heaven with that type of attitude, because not all people will enter the very gates when they go by or use that type of attitude or philosophy of thought. It says, like you said, it should always be focused or have emphasis, should always be directed towards Christ. Alright? Not Christians or Christian, alright? And somebody else wrote in, he says, yes, I am a very broken hearted by how abused the Christian church name is these very days. It says, one of our elders at church went and asked the preacher in a newer Christian church in the area about his very beliefs on baptism, and he simply replied and laughed it off like it was no big deal and said, well, we're all shooting for the same team and the same reward. It's simply a shame how watered down things have gotten in the church today, and some even in the Church of Christ. So I said, yes, brother, I am so very sorry to hear that a minister or an evangelist would say something of that nature, you know, that we're all shooting for the same team, when really what he had to say really doesn't even represent the Church of Christ at all. Says when he made those very statements, says, I asked, are you still attending that church where you heard about that, or did you find another church? He didn't reply back. And somebody else chimed in and said, this is what it says. So what do you do with all the names that are used for the church in the New Testament? And he goes on and lists them. He says, like, Church of God, Church of Freedom, Church of Laodiceans, The Way, etc. Alright, I said, and he made a point here. There's two points he made. He said, the confusion lies not in the very name on which the sign has it, what it says on the sign, but it's actually in the very doctrines that are taught within those churches. And I said, that's very true. Very, very poignant and very true. I wrote back to him and I said, yeah, that's right. I said, if the doctrines on the doctrines that they are teaching really does cause a wedge in teaching the truth of God, you know. It says where all confusion really lies, it is not such the name so much. It's on the sign outside the church or on the building. It's really on the church, what they're teaching in there. And I also said, all those names that you are referring to, I want to go ahead and say here, because he's right, they are in the Bible. I went back and looked. But I said, those names were adopted by men, you know, who came up, who made them in the Church of God. They're mentioned in the Bible, but people made them in the church. Like, all these names that are mentioned, like, you know, I don't know if a lot of people realize, but the Way is not like, they don't believe in the Trinity. They believe in, they don't even believe in God the Son, like God the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit. They just believe in God. The Way is not like the way the Bible says in Revelation. The Way were true believers that were devout, that believed in the Trinity and the New Testament church. You didn't hear that term till the New Testament came about. But like all these, the Church of God is a Pentecostal church, or evangelical church, but it's not even a Church of Christ church. So all these different names that are mentioned in the Bible, it said it as names, but these churches have changed over the years to mean a different denomination. So maybe at one time all these churches were all Christian churches, or Church of Christ churches, but then they all defected and formed their own different denomination, which is what they did over many years. You know, like you have Instrumental Church of Christ and Non-Instrumental Church of Christ. And, you know, the difference between a non-instrumental church is that they don't use or include instruments in their service. And another thing they don't do is they don't have any other activities at church. They usually do that at people's homes, because they don't believe that other extracurricular activities should go on in the house of worship. So that's another difference that non-instrumental churches believe in. But as far as everything else with communion and everything, they believe the same way we do in baptism, the same way. It's just they don't use instruments, and they don't believe in having any extracurricular activities. It's always done at other people's houses, or it's done at parks. Because I did attend a non-instrumental Church of Christ when I was in the South Side, because of where I was at, I couldn't find a normal Church of Christ right away at first. I did for a while, and you know, and they sung songs and they sounded beautifully, you know, acapella-ly, but yeah, But that's what happens. People go in here, and then, of course, it all changed. I explained all that. And then another guy, he wrote here, he says, I'm not Protestant or Catholic. And what he was saying here is that he's a Church of Christ believer, I found out, which I am too. I attend a building with the word Christian Church on a sign that's outside it or on the church building. And I found out that I explained what you believe in, all the stuff, the communion and everything, and baptism, and you believe that Christ, you know, came to complete everything. And he said yes. And he said, I guess I'm one of those other people, you know. I like what he said. This I just said, as long as they're doing what Christ said, meaning if you read all the other, you know, if you read or follow all the commandments as best as you can. Of course, nobody can do it perfectly because we're in a fallen world. I said to him, and Christian churches also can be churches of Christ too. It says even if they don't say Church of Christ in their name, it says you. That's what I meant to say there. I was dictating, so I was not putting all the words there. I said you could be going to one of those churches. And what he said, you know, he said, well, I guess, he wrote to me, he said, well, I guess I'm one of those people. And I was so happy to hear that. I was overjoyed, you know. I said, I am one too, brother, at least, you know. And then somebody else chimed in. He's got a podcast and a radio show. And he wrote in Matthew 16, this is where Jesus didn't say, I am to build. I got to see what the time is, how far we're in on the broadcast here. But in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus didn't say, I am going to build their churches, but I will build my possessive church, singular, in the future tense. And he's right. Says, this is where the gates of hell will not prevail against it on the very day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, 33 AD. Peter also preached at that first, the first gospel sermon there too, where something that the feast on the very cross could not hear, because it is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says indeed that, well, he might have been dictating too, because it's got bottle there instead of Bible. Indeed that gladly received him immediately, and they were not immersed into Christ, into they were not immersed Christians. Well, of course, you know why they were not? Because when Jesus, when you're talking about the thief on the cross, that one that got immersed, they were not Christian. He was not a Christian. He was not baptized the same way, because only Christ could do that, because he was here on the earth before he gave up his spirit on the cross. And that's how that happened, because there's no other place in the Bible where it showed that happening. All right, then it says they were immersed into Jesus Christ, and the Lord added them to the church. All right, the singular, such and should be saved. For only the Lord truly knows who are truly converts and those that are certainly not. Reliable says, if any man suffers as a Christian in Romans, like it says here in Romans, Romans 16:16, the Holy Spirit tells us at the church that Jesus Christ would build in Matthew 16, that he is now adding to it. And the Lord added them to the universal body and the church number daily. Such should be saved. Says there's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and one true God. And further, all who is above, all through all, in and you, all a church, can have the right name, but not the right church. Okay, but it cannot be the right church without the right name. For other foundation, okay, can no man lay than that is led, which is Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's the denominations, because they're led by a man, where they twist the word around to mean something else other than what Christ said. So they can't change what God said. Shh. Okay. All right. So only God's foundation in Christ is what we are simply building blocks. We're very building blocks here as tapestry, as Christian believers, who were built upon the very foundation where Jesus Christ, the name Christian Church, is an invention of men, okay? And in the more broader scope of sense of the very term, it can also mean Baptist or Lutheran or Pentecostal or bishop or alien Catholic, you know, or Seventh Day Adventist, you know, the morning. All right, okay, so the morning, the Mormons, you know, all these names put together are referred to as Christian Baptist, Christian Presbyterian, Christian Teddy Roosevelt. You got Christian Calvinism churches too. Once said there are no room for 50-50 Americans. Says there's no room for 50-50 Christians either. Says honor is to whom honor, and Jesus said, I will build my church and be named, and he named it by the very power of the Holy Spirit in Romans 16, verse 16. The churches of Christ salute you. It says there's no room for 50-50 Christians in the Lord's church. Is only 100% Christians. Amen, brother. Thank you there, Jack Brooke. Thank you there. I appreciate that, buddy. Somebody else said, well, it's not the name. It kind of got off the thread here. And I just said, well, he's kind of right, but it is the name. Because Christ gave us the name, just like what Jack just said. You know, Christ gave us the name. And that's what we're supposed to follow. You know, if we put ourselves all together in all these other denominations, then we kind of lose sight of that, because we're supposed to say Church of Christ, because that was the name that Christ gave to the church. If you say Christian Church, that's a man-made name. And if you're not using it that way, that's the way it is interpreted today. You know, just like when You know, we don't have, you know, it used to be where you had evangelists and you had preachers that preached in the Church of Christ. You know, you had preachers and you had ministers and you had evangelists, but now you have pastors now where there are evangelists called pastors. Like, the meaning pastor has been changed from the word, you know, from today. It has changed a lot. The meaning has changed, because pastor is something you hear in denominational churches. But now you also hear it in Church of Christ churches too. See how where the world has creeped in there and has kind of muckled the waters there. Paul also wrote, this is what somebody else said, Paul also wrote descriptions about the very church, but he never chose one name. No, Paul didn't choose the name, but God did. Jesus did. Okay, that's where you're wrong. I have always wondered on the very reason for why he picked one of the descriptions, Church of Christ, or Christian Church, etc., to make a name out of it. It says a church might have a weakness in certain areas of doctrine, but it doesn't mean it isn't the Lord's church. Yeah, I agree with you there, but Christ did give it a name. Christ named the Church of Christ. Like, a lot of churches, like they say, the Church of Corinth of Christ, you know, when you look in Revelation, it said the Church of Ephesus of Christ, because Christ was always, if it's the Church of Christ church, it's going to always have the name. Okay? And that's what I'm told by the Holy Spirit. You know, it should always include or always say that physically. If you say Christian church and you're a denomination church. If you're a Church of Christ church, then of course it should always have that name. It should always bear that name, okay? And that's all I was trying to say here. And that's where I get it from Scripture. And that's why I wrote that question. Not to get after people, but I hope that church that I'm talking about, or hinting about, hope the church is, if you're a Church of Christ and you have a Christian church, hope you'll put Church of Christ on the end of that. Because the Christian church, that's a man-made term. That's not what Christ called the church. He called it Church of Christ. Okay? That's biblical. That's found in Romans 16:16. Okay? So we know that's true. So I just wanted to clear that up. You know, so if you're called by any other name, then you're not at Christ Church. All right, let's get into some other news here, because I wanted to talk about what's going on with the transgenders. Why do they commit suicide? Why do they have a higher suicide? And if they're so happy, then why do they have to? Why do a lot of them have drug problems or have alcohol problems? Or why they have emotional and mental problems? Well, a lot of it might be because of the beta blockers that they're on, the hormone blockers, that's causing a lot of this problem. And it's, you know, when Biden, I wanted to say more about that than just what I said the other day. I'm not going to repeat what I said the other day, and we'll give you some new info here. When Biden said that Easter is going to be replaced with Gender Observance Day, you know, he basically was mocking God. Because he's obviously not working for God. He's working for Satan. And most of the stuff that's going on in this world, you know, with the United Nations, are all working for Satan. Because they all are not working for Jesus. They're working for the Antichrist, okay? That's, you can tell by through all their policies and all the things they're doing, by starving out people, by what they're doing to this country, and also what they're doing to all the other countries, are all following in lockstep. Like Biden said, they're all following the same New World Order garbage of doctrine, because they are. And you know, that's what they're doing with children when they sexualize them, and when they give them beta blockers and drugs, it makes them want to use alcohol, and it's just a downward spiral that leads to death. And it's what really destroys them, just like what they've done to the church, where they watered it down by calling the church a man-made name. So they're calling the Church of Christ, because that's the name that Christ said the church would be when they started on the day of Pentecost. where Peter preached the gospel like we just read, the message, that was the first sermon that Jesus, Peter spoke on. That was the same sermon. And he talked about these things, about death, burial, and resurrection, where the foundation is Christ. The church will be called Church of Christ. It's all right there in the book of Acts. Right there. Right there in Romans 16:16, it talks about it too also. So why do people want to call it a man-made name? I don't know. But we need to call it Christ Church. Don't get me started. Don't get me preaching now. Call it Church of Christ. Whatever your church is, should have Church of Christ on the end of it. End of story. No questions. If you are a Church of Christ, you should not be tricking or deceiving, because that's what it looks like you're doing if you just say, you know, some such church, Christian church. Well, just say such and such Christian Church of Christ. That way, because Christ gave the name Church of Christ, that's why Christ is in Christian, because that's what we are as disciples of Christ, and that's why the church also bears that name. All the churches in the Bible, the ones in the New Testament I'm talking about, in the beginning, they all had the Church of Christ name on the end of it. Now, other names that were in there, like Church of God, where Paul was refuting against those churches because they deviated or fell away or started a new denomination. And they were in there because that's what Paul was talking about, all the issues that they had to deal with in that day, which is the same issues we have to deal with, very issues today. These people have defected from the church, and they have violated what God has set up originally and deviated, wanted to come up with their own way. Remember, Christ is really the only true way. He's only the truth, he's only the way, and he's the only way we can get to heaven. We can't get it through man garbage or man-made doctrine through denominations. But we can get it through the Word of God and through what Jesus actually really said to us. That's what I'm trying to get you to see this morning. You know, Christ put the name Christian on our heads, right? Didn't he? That's what it says in Revelation. You read Revelation, it says that. But he also gave the church its name in Acts and in the book of Romans. Church of Christ. Every church had the word Church of Christ in it. Where a man came along and called it a Christian church. When you do that, you're like a denomination. We're supposed to be set apart from all these denominations. That's where Christ said we're set apart. We're chosen. We're the elect. Because we're different from all these other denominations. No, we're not perfect. No, we have our issues. No, we have problems in the Church of Christ because it's been watered down so much. Just like in all other denominations. That's why their denominations are all based. But we're supposed to be set apart. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to be setting the example. Even though we're not perfect, even though we have issues, even though we're sinners, even though we have the same issues with people having a hard time forgiving people, even though we have issues with backstabbing and gossiping, the same stuff goes on in the denomination church that goes on in many Church of Christ where it should not be going on. Okay? But it is what it is, because people have became more worldly, and more as it goes on, it is going to get worse and worse, you know? The church that God was building, the final church, it gives us reference of what God wanted in the New Testament of a new Christian church, like I just read to you. But he also was talking about inferring to the heavenly church that will be built, where Christ is the very center, or God is the very center in heaven, where we'll be going after we're judged. We'll be with him in heaven with him in our new heavenly bodies, like it talks about in the book of Ephesians and in Revelation, and talks about it in Romans too, and in Hebrews a little bit also. We will have resurrected bodies that will be different from the bodies we have right now, even though we'll be able to recognize each other. Whether we were a girl, a boy, or a man, or a woman, or a teenage boy or girl. You know, even if we were a child, even. Or a baby. But we'll still be different. You know, but because we'll have that new body. And it will be a spiritual, one of a spiritual body of nature, like Jesus had. Some people could equate it to what Christ's resurrected body was like. Where it was sort of like human solid, but also was spiritual, because he could go through solid objects, which we will be able to do up in heaven as well. Because we'll have that same kind of body. It's very similar to what Christ's resurrected body was.
not his body he had before he resurrected from the dead, but the body he had after he resurrected. It's kind of what they compare what our body will be like, Christ's resurrected body. It will have a lot of those kind of attributes or properties. But then that's going to be kind of cool to be able to go through a building without using the door. I mean, well, we know how we know if heaven buildings have doors. They might just walk right through them. You know, which is awesome. Say the least, you don't need a door. You just walk right through the walls. Go right through the jasper. Go right through the loot rubies. Go right through the diamonds. Go right through them all, you know. Go right through the gemstones, you know. Well, we don't know if they're gemstones, but that's how they're described in the Bible, so we can understand how pretty and beautiful it is up there. How it's described in Revelation to us through the words of John Mark, who wrote it. Same John who wrote the book, one of the books of the Gospels as well, the third book of the New Testament. Same John Mark, okay? Apostle John, talking about. But, you know, so Church of Christ, Christ gave the name, Christ should be in your name. So whoever you are, whatever church you, if you're having background people are talking bad about, that might be why, like I said. And the same with, you know, I know I got preaching and all, but, you know, the same what's going on with genders. They're trying to change and break up the family. You know, one thing that they're doing is they're making it to where, they don't want people to reproduce. That's why they're pushing all this transgender and gay euphoria or confusion on the kids in school today more and more than ever, because they don't want people to reproduce. So they figure, well, if we can make them gender fluid, or we can make them binary or pansexual, I mean, it's crazy stuff. But it's what they really are doing to the kids here, kids in public schools, and even some in some private schools too. So you got to be careful where you send your kids, because even in a private school, they may be doing the same stuff there also as well. So you need to be aware, have your guard up as a parent. Like I say, you got to guard what's in your heart, right? But you also got to guard what's up here. And you also got to use your senses. See what's going on in the light of what Scripture tells you. As a warning, okay? You do not go there, you know? Do not go there, you know? If it's telling you that, don't go there. Don't send your child there. Don't you go there. You hear the Spirit telling you that, listen to it, because it knows. It won't steer you wrong if it's the Holy Spirit talking to you. You better listen, folks. Because there's a lot of weird stuff going on. Very much so today, sadly to say. So I just wanted to give you some of this stuff, but we need to pray for the transgender and gay communities. And we need to pray for heterosexuals, how they're being abused by these same groups. It's kind of weird how they shove this in your face. You know, I'm just making observations here. I'm not picking on them, or I'm just telling you what. I'm not using a meme. I'm just telling you true information here. I'm telling you the truth about it. I have nothing against if you're gay or not. I may not agree with your behavior or lifestyle, but really all Christians don't have nothing against you as being that way, but we don't like your behavior. It's like you love the sinner, but you hate the sin that they're doing. That's what we're supposed to do. That's what Paul said, right? And that's what Christ said, right? So that's how we should be to these people, because there's always hope. As long as they're breathing, we can turn them around. We can change them by being nice to them, showing them Christ in us. And then if they want to learn more information, they can talk to us and we can show them the Scriptures and help them to get, you know, back to where they need to be and how to go about how to go through the withdrawal process from the hormone beta blockers and all that. You know, if they want to seek extra help, they can do so. And of course, the Scripture, actually, you can just show them references and they can look at them. Have them look at them themselves, for themselves, and see what Christ actually says about that, about transgenders, and what he says about homosexuality. Because there were issues about that back in Jesus' day, just like there were in the days of apostles, just like there are currently in our very day. These things aren't new things, folks. They've been around for a long time. Just now they're more in your face about it. And that's the thing I don't like, is why do they have to shove it in our face about it, and then when we talk about it, they want to censor you. But yet they can talk about it and blast all over us all they want. Why is that? I think everybody, whether they're straight or whether they're gay or transgender or whatever they want to be, it's wrong that they're doing those things, but if they want to be that, that's the choice they make, because we have free will. But I don't agree with it, and I'm sure many of people are listening tonight on the air on XM and on Facebook right now, or live on there as well, don't agree with it either in the church. And they may not say it because they don't want to get censored, but it's true. A lot of people don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. I'm a minister. But, you know, we still got to love these people because it's still opportunity as long as they're breathing, and there's still hope that they might change and repent. And that's the whole point about this whole message. You know, it's what it's all about, folks. And we shouldn't be so hard on them because there's still a chance to save them. And that's what Jesus said. Yeah, that's not what he said, but it's what Christ said, right? There's still a part there to save them. We love the person, but hate the sin. I hate the sin. I don't agree with it. But we still need to talk to those people. And we still need to show them love and show them Christ's example through us. Because that may be the only way you can reach them. Because all the stuff how it's so twisted around these days. And the doctrine and everything, the way they have it, and these denominations and everything, and all these gay pride things, how it's every day and everything. It used to be where they had it for a week, and then that's a month. Now it's all the time. You see, that's what happens when sin gets unchecked. It goes rampant. That's what's happened there with transgender and gay community. Because they shove it in your face. It's like they say, well, it's got to be this way. It's inclusive, man. When really, it's really mocking Jesus Christ and mocking. All this stuff is just mocking Jesus Christ and upsetting God even more because he disagrees, because it goes against everything the Bible teaches and what he's speaking through the Word. You know, it really upsets me as a minister. You know, how people just don't see what they're doing and how they're blind and how they're blind to all these things that are going on. I mean, people should be up in arms over what's going on in this country, what Biden's doing. You know, what everything is, what is wrong with people? Why are people under a spell, it seems like? They're drugged up, they don't get it. Why? What's going on? Why can't people see the truth of what's going on? We don't need to fight the streets, but we need to talk about it. We need to discuss it on and off of social media. And we can do it constructively without being censored. We should be able to speak freely about whatever we want as long as we're not breaking the law and we're not inciting or threatening nobody. It's just that they're taking censorship to a point and level where it's unhealthy. Unhealthy. It's like anything that you say, they can turn around and construe to say you're saying something bad. It might offend a group or certain groups and it's wrong. Because before you know it, you won't be able to say anything. Because everything will be censored. And that's where it's going, folks. I don't think people realize the levity of it. That's why I've been off Facebook, because of this stupid stuff. Because people are getting real sensitive over things that they shouldn't be sensitive about. You should be able to say what you want to say freely and rationally without people trying to censor what you're saying. That's what freedom of speech is. If you take it away from one group, you eventually will take it away from everyone. It all starts that way. And then everybody gets censored. It doesn't matter what side you're on. Because you'll all be censored too. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand. That's why we need to fight, not physically, but fight rationally and vocally about freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is very important. You may not agree with what I'm saying. I'm sure a number of you don't. But there are a lot of people that do. But the thing is, if you don't, you know what I mean, you have to censor somebody because they say something you don't like. We have a right to say things rationally because that's what freedom is. If you start infringing on people, you're going to be infringed on. Trust me, that's how it always goes. It always goes that way. I hope you get this and understand it through your thick head. Stop being so politically correct because you're going to censor yourself. Because that's what eventually is going to happen to you, too. No matter what side you're on. Doesn't matter. Because everything will be so sensitive, and nobody will be able to say anything. Is that what you want? Okay, everybody. I hope you understand what I'm saying here. That's really the truth about it. I love you all. I'm going to sign off the radio and sign off of Facebook. And I hope and pray that this does not get censored. Because I really am about unity. About bringing people together and making real people realize that we need to have freedom of speech more than ever. It's the only thing we really, you know, once that goes, everything else goes, folks. That's why more and more we need to stand up for it and speak out against this atrocities that they're trying to do. Because it's wrong. It's wrong on so many levels, folks. All right, but I'm going to go. Michael DeSilvis, minister, evangelist from New Under Church of Christ Online Ministries. I love you all. God bless. Shalom, everyone. Take care.